Jackson's not here. Okay. Would you please read Council Item 701?
Request of Lou Church to address Council regarding social justice and housing.
Mr. Church, welcome.
Good morning.
Nick, Amanda, Dan, and Chloe.
My name's Lou Church. Currently, I'm organizing for the new chapter of Portland Grey Panthers. And I was asked by a minister who's working in our coalition to ask a couple procedure questions. I have two versions. One's pretty short, like Dorothy did. One's a bit longer. I think it's about 5 minutes. This is Mark Knutson. He's working on Measure 43. He specifically asked, there's a personal story that I want to do, but it takes about 5 minutes, and it's fine if you all say no.
Lou, let me just be clear. Our rule is 3 minutes, so whatever you want, you have a full 3 minutes. But we're
Mark just asked me to ask that. That's fine, Nick. Thanks.
That can be put in the record if you'd like, if he has something.
No, you have copies.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the first article from the Tribune in favor of Measure 43. So it looks like there's 2 minutes left for the alternate version. Let's see, make sure I'm in the right place. I wanted to thank Dorothy for coming. Sally and Dorothy and I were planning to do a radio program last week on housing and social justice. Dorothy was in the hospital and wasn't able to come, so I'm glad she was able to come this morning. I also appreciate the comments, although we supported Julia DeGraw in the primary, that Nick made initially on the political issues, both for labor against Gorsuch and the other comment as well. I wanted to thank Ted, who's not here, the mayor, for having Portland police not try to evict protesters and occupiers with ICE. It looks like outside there's 20 federal DHS cops today, this morning. And I also appreciate, Chloe, sounds like you actually got to go visit Occupy physically yourself. There are developments, of course, good and bad today in the broad sense. In New York City, I'm sure that the council noted that DSA was able to win a campaign in the primary with what may be the youngest member of Congress, Alexandria Cortez, against a longtime incumbent. She had $100,000 or so in dollars, and the incumbent had 20 times that. That was a positive development. What else? One of the things that we're working on, Grey Panthers in Portland in the past, some of you who've been around longer, like me, may have met Bobby Gary. She was an organizer for Grey Panthers after Ron Wyden. She's someone that I knew personally from the food bank when I did fundraising for Interagency Food Bank. So we're trying to carry on in her tradition in terms of what Bobby Gary worked on and Maggie Kuhn, the original founder, did, of having Grey Panthers be an activist, radical, militant group, an additional group on the left in Portland, and hopefully with the network nationally. Of other Grey Panther chapters. There's about 20 of them at the moment. So the issues we hope to, with 20 seconds left, to work on, and some of us have worked on these for a long time, housing, transit, Measure 43, which is for gun safety, gun control, supporting Joanne in the city council runoff. I think that's probably close enough. I tried to stick to your 3 minutes. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and thank you for the handout. We'll make sure it's put in the record.